It's time for 1313 Harbor, the podcast hosted by Jasmine and Michelle.
Welcome to 1313 Harbor, the podcast where two adult daughters believe that fun is universal.
I'm Jasmine.
And I'm Michelle.
And it only took, what, 16 episodes to get that down?
Yep. Hey, we got there.
We got there. And we're there. At Universal. Except not really.
No.
We're in my bedroom again.
Yes.
Where things are quieter, but not quite as fun.
Thanks, bro. I mean, like, yeah, but you didn't have to tell the people that I'm not as fun as the Disney theme park.
I'm sorry for saying you're not as fun as Matterhorn. Actually, you're more fun than Matterhorn.
Oh, thank you.
Michelle, more fun than Matterhorn.
I'm going to put that on my business card.
Yeah, you should put Michelle Marino.
More fun than Matterhorn.
Dash Jasmine Lodge Party. 1313 Harbor, the podcast.
Listen to our podcast, please.
Please listen to our podcast. Proud asking.
Proud asking.
Not begging. Mm-mm. I feel like we're trying to get this like done in a hurry, so we're talking faster than normal.
We are trying to get this done in a hurry.
We have things to do.
Yeah.
We both have to go to Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
And we're both not fans. Who's like, I love driving to LA. It's just so much fun driving to LA. Nobody.
No one.
No one. There's one person who's like, in their, just, you know, there has to be one person who's just in their car and they're lying
to
themselves.
He's listening to, like, Randy Newman.
Yeah.
I love LA.
We love it. He's wearing, like, a little Hawaiian shirt, has sunglasses on, has, like,
convertible.
We begin today with breaking news.
Are you ready for some news, Michelle?
Let's do the news.
So, first off, I'm very excited. Ladies and gentlemen, Main Street Electrical Parade is returning to Disneyland. Doo doo doo. Thousands of people cheer. It's coming. Michelle's ready with her lawnmower and light bulbs.
I'm ready. That's the lawnmower. Hey, honey, get me more Christmas lights. This float is looking a little dark. Oh, no, what happened? The lawnmower's out.
August 2nd through September 30th.
Oh, God, on my birthday?
Yep. It's because it's popular and they need to get locals back in. August 2nd through September 30th. Electrical Light Parade. A lot of people are making fun of it. And you know what I'm saying to them? Don't go. So I can go because it's always very popular and very crowded and hard to go.
Great. Okay.
So.
Deal.
Yeah, deal. Okay.
I'm shaking her hand.
Yes.
I will not go on my birthday.
Yes.
Which is fine.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I'll go to California Adventure and watch Paint the Night.
Okay. But I thought Paint the Night's not at DCA.
I don't know. I'm very confused about the parade situation. So I know there's no day parade at DCA. Are there any parades at DCA?
I don't think so.
But I thought they moved Paint the Night there.
Only for a temporary time. I'm guessing.
I'm confused.
Paint the Night must be, okay. So a lot of people are like, why aren't they bringing back Paint the Night over Main Street Electrical? Number one, Main Street Electrical is very popular. So
it's it's very old.
It's very old. It's very popular and people love nostalgia.
It's old.
And majority of people who go to Disneyland are locals. Number two, I'm guessing Paint the Night just must be really expensive to run. Because if it's supposedly that much more popular, wouldn't they bring that back? There has to be a reason. They're not just doing this arbitrarily.
Okay, so Disneyland today just texted me. Hello, Michelle. We're on a first name basis. Our Paint the Night parade is not currently running. However, beginning August 2nd, our Main Street Electrical Parade will be running. Hope to see you soon. Yeah, I will see you, Disneyland, today, but I will not see you when that parade is going on.
I will see that parade, and I will be dancing.
I said, at Disneyland today, hello, is Paint the Night still playing? I miss Supreme Belle, which is what I call her. Or shoot, no, I call her Ultimate Belle. It's her ultimate form.
I just don't
like a Pokemon.
Get why people don't like it. I get if
like
you...
Like what, Paint the Night?
Not Paint the Night, Main Street Electrical Parade.
Oh, because boring.
I get if people are like, I like Paint the Night better.
Like, I like Paint the Night way better.
But like, Electrical Light Parade has original music. Mm-hmm. It has, I like the floats a lot. I like the light bulbs, but I guess I work in lighting.
Quick question.
Yes.
Is Belle in your night parade?
No, because it was before Belle.
No, no. Just answer the question.
No, she is not.
Okay.
What if I...
Is Lumiere?
No.
He's a candle.
What if I put...
Great. It's Clocksworth, Mrs. Potts, Chip, Gaston, Philippe?
If I dressed up like Lumiere and chased after the parade for every showing, would that improve your liking?
Yes, 100%. Okay.
If you were Provincial Belle and I was Lumiere and we just chased the parade every day, we made it like that was our job. We quit our jobs and just twice a day, just run back and forth. Would you like it more?
Yep.
Okay, I will make it so.
Great. Thank you.
So sad news. Mickey Sensational will close on July 17th.
I'm genuinely sad. Mm-hmm. I know that Tiff and I have different opinions on this parade, but I love this parade. It is my running music. It makes me feel so happy.
It has original music, which is good.
Which is awesome. Yeah. It has the three caballeros, three gay caballeros. They say we are birds of a feather. It's over 50 years. I think it's public domain.
Yeah. No, public domain's like 99 years.
Just kidding. So I really like Sensational. I'm going to miss it, even though Belle is on the backside of the float. Mm-hmm. But I really like her dress because it's pastel. Yeah.
And you know it'll either come back or be reused in some way.
Well, I think from the concept art that Disney released of the new parade floats, mm-hmm. it looks like they're reusing a lot of those floats for the new day parade. So... Yeah, c'est la vie.
I mean, look how many, even Jenny Ray was talking about this. Like, they kept, every time Electrical Light Parade goes away, they're like, it's going away forever. And then it comes back.
I wish they would bring back Spectro Magic.
But that would be Orlando.
No, I know, but yeah. I mean, I'm just saying in general. Yeah. I wish Spectro had like a real big update or like Spectro 2.0. Mm-hmm. And I wish it was really weird stuff. Like, I wish there was a Duffy float and I wish there was like an Orange Bird section. Like, just weird.
Or like a King John, like random like B characters. Like,
yeah, just a lot of B and C
Sword
characters.
Sword in the Stone.
Yeah. Like a Merlin float. Yeah,
Mad Men.
Miggitus, Prestidigitonium. Just like deep cuts.
Deep cuts.
That's the kind of parade I want to see, but I'm a weirdo. Hocus Pocus section. Ooh. I put a spell on you.
And then just you, me, and Tracy can dance in the float on the parade.
Wait, who am I?
You get to be Bette Midler.
Yeah.
Tracy's Sarah
Jessica Parker.
And then I'm Kathy
Najimy.
Yeah.
Why aren't we doing this for D23?
I don't know.
Tracy!
I wish people, it makes me sad. Like, I don't care if people are like, Main Street's not my favorite parade, but it makes me sad to see all the people on Twitter who are like, it's stupid. I hate it. It's the worst. Why are they bringing this back?
Well, now I feel bad.
No, don't feel bad.
I didn't say that. I just said, Jasmine, what did you do?
Well, yeah, obviously I made a deal with the devil to bring it back. But it must be, I mean, every time they show it.
It is popular. Yeah. And good for you guys. It's just really not my cup of tea. But I want to see it with you to see, like, mm-hmm. maybe some of your joy can rub off on me.
I will cry tears of joy on you.
And then also I want to take a picture of it with me looking unhappy and it in the background. Like, wah, wah.
But, like, what if you're with me and then all of a sudden you love it and then you just, like when you have to yawn but you can't and your lip just shakes and you're just like, it's so good.
I love it. Sure, that also could happen. Mm-hmm. That is also a thing.
Things can happen.
Magical thing.
Yeah, miracles happen once
miracles
in a while.
Once in a while.
But yeah, I just think, like, people are like, why aren't they bringing back Paint the Night? I keep touching your leg, I'm sorry.
Jasmine.
Hello.
Hello.
So podcasty and appropriate.
I'm going to call our HR department.
I know. Dale.
Dale! Tracy!
Tracy's our HR department.
Yeah.
She's like, guys, I didn't ask for this.
Yeah, she's like, I asked to be part of the podcast, but not literally part of it.
It must just be really cheap to bring back Main Street Electrical Parade, because they bring it back a lot. I think it must be, out of all their parades, probably the most cost-effective one, and it's popular. Because obviously,
it's just lawnmowers.
Yeah, it's just lawnmowers. And how much is it to replace a lawnmower?
Right, it's lawnmowers, mm-hmm. popsicle sticks, and Christmas lights.
I actually met the man who...
I'm so mean.
He was inside the little bumblebee. And, like, he did it, like, the entire initial run of the parade, and he was awesome. And we both bonded about, like, old Disney movies. I met him, like, when, like, at a bar. This is back when I used to drink.
Oh.
I met him at a bar. I had a movie showing. I was in a film festival that was at the AMC theaters in downtown Disney. And I went out. There was used to be a bar, I guess, right outside. And I went out for a drink, and he was just sitting there. And he had a business card, and it was so cute because it had the bumblebee on it. But I don't know if they still do that, where they have, like, inside the floats, they actually have a person controlling it.
I mean, when I did Spectro Magic, they did.
See, that's, I think, gives it some life, as opposed to just, like, this is automated.
Well, I think they have to. Yeah, there's, mm-hmm. I think there's someone in, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I've said too much.
Yes. Yeah, so I will just close my notes on this. Paint the Night felt very, not soulless, but it felt very distant and corporate and slick to me.
Interesting.
Main Street Electrical Parade feels very personal. And, like, yeah, it has obviously, like, IPs in it, but it just felt a little more like, I guess I like the homespun feel of it because it feels more personal and more like, this is your parade. We're as a community getting together and we're putting on this parade for you. And it has Alice in it.
Okay, well, I'm
and
excited.
And Peter Pan. Okay, well. And not just Tinkerbell.
Doesn't have Belle. just saying, just pointing it out. I'm excited to see it at Disneyland because I've only seen it at Disney World and it got eaten up by everything else.
Because
it was like...
It's much more impressive at Disneyland.
Okay, all right, all right. You know what? I take back everything I said. Say Main Street Electrical Parade is coming back.
Main Street Electrical Parade is coming back to
Disneyland. All right!
And I will say they took out the two best floats from the parade. Which
I heard. Wait, no, don't tell me. It's Blue Fairy.
Yes.
And... Taco Sam.
Yes, Taco Sam.
Who was Uncle Sam with a sombrero, and he threw out tacos for the children.
And they're like, we can't have this anymore. This isn't appropriate.
Yeah.
No, it's, they had the Dumbo Circus. And it's like, doot, doot. And they had people, like, jumping up on trampolines, and they played, like, circus music. It was really cool. And it was, like, a really big float. I don't know why they don't have... Maybe it'll be in the new iteration, but the last time they brought it back, they didn't have either one. And the Blue Fairy was a predecessor to Supreme Belle. It was just like a lady with a giant bottom half.
See, it's catching on. Supreme Belle.
Supreme Belle.
Yeah.
Taco Bell Supreme.
She's my final evolution.
She is.
Because I've evolved
into... Then you
into,
float off into heaven.
Because I've evolved into Blue Dress Belle, blue, green, yellow, pink cape. Ooh, I haven't gotten the dress yet. Did you see my pink cape?
You showed. You sent me a picture because you were like, the lady said it would be too small, but I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. Sounds like a her problem. Yeah, and Christmas Belle. So all I have to do is finish pink
and
Belle.
And yellow dress.
And yeah, and then I'll evolve into Supreme Belle.
Is there any Belle from the cartoons that you don't have?
What do you mean, dress?
Your dresses, yeah.
Yeah, the pink one.
Oh, okay.
The something there dress.
After pink, will there be anything you don't have? Unless they make a new movie.
Unless they make a new movie. Then after that, I think I want to do, like Susan Egan's Belle.
Oh,
provincial dress.
Going into like the other versions of it.
Yeah, because I have all of the live action dresses. Mm-hmm. God, I'm obsessed. I love it.
And you don't even like the live action movie that you just love Belle that much.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, I will deal with this.
Yeah.
I should do Wedding Cinderella and you should do Wedding Belle.
I want to go to there.
Yeah. Just give me a couple $1,000.
We're going to do live action glitter princesses.
Oh, yes.
You're going to be Cinderella and I'm going to be Belle. And then for Labyrinth, we're going to do Rococo Rapunzel and Rococo Belle.
Yes. I like these plans. I like these plans a lot. So, Inside Out Emotional Whirlwind opened completing Pixar Pier in DCA.
Yay.
So, yeah, Emotional Whirlwind is just Flicks Flyers, but I like the theming around it. You know, I feel like there's good photo opportunities. It's pink and purple, which are my two favorite colors.
I like that it's pink and purple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's, you know, now there's not just like an empty hole there anymore.
From the Malibu-mer.
From Malibu-mer. Hey, what's better, a smoking section or Inside Out Emotional Whirlwind?
A smoking section.
You heard it here first.
No, it's. I'm excited to take pictures in front of the memories.
Yeah.
And I like riding that kind of ride with my mom. I liked, we loved
Flicks Flyers.
We loved Flicks Flyers, but
Yeah.
I don't like Inside Out. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, you're going to cry so much. It's like, it makes Toy Story 3 look like an action rock musical.
Was this you talking in your own head, Michelle?
Maybe. So then I saw Inside Out, and I'm not like the biggest Amy Poehler fan. I'm definitely more of a Tina Fey girl. And I was like, oh.
I love Amy Poehler too, but you know. You don't see her face. It's not like you're seeing.
I mean, Joy pretty much looks like her.
That's true. I do like
Bill Hader, but he wasn't in it that much.
He wasn't. He's been in a lot of movies where he's in it literally for like 2 seconds.
But he's in Ralph Wrecks the Breaks the Internet.
Yeah, but not very. He's the bad internet.
Yeah, he's like, hey, you want to make some money on the internet?
What do you call it? Spam? Pop-up. He's spam.
Yeah.
Because I finally saw that because it's on Netflix.
Oh, did you like the Belle section?
I did like the Belle section.
Great.
And I was telling you nobody sounded like themselves because, you know, it's been at least. Except for, like, the few that have done it within the last 10 years. Everyone sounds
different. Oh, yeah, and Jodie Benson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jodie Benson even sounded a bit different, except when she sang. Then she sounded the same.
She's so sweet.
She is so sweet. I've never met her. I don't know why I said that. But, you know, you and Tracy have met her, and I love and trust you both, so.
Tracy, our HR department.
Our HR department, Tracy. Miss Tracy Hines.
Hello.
Hello. So Disneyland is offering park hopper tickets for $99, which is technically half price because they're $199 normally, for annual pass holders. Pass holders can buy up to 3. This includes people who are blocked out. So if you're blocked out and you really want to go see Galaxy's Edge, you can buy a ticket for $99 a park hopper.
Nice.
Or you can bring, like, you have family who's coming. Oh, I have a pass, but you're all visiting me from Topeka. Do you want to go to Disneyland? And they're like, yeah, sure. We can all go for, there's three of us, $300.
I mean, it's better than $600.
It's much better than $600.
And then you can take all that money you saved and spend it.
On blue milk.
I'm going to Galaxy's Edge tomorrow, mm-hmm. and you know what I'm going to get?
Blue milk?
Blue milk, but I'm going to waste it.
You're going to dump it on the ground?
Dump it on the ground.
You're going to get blue milk and then boba from the cantina, and then just dump them both just on Dale. And
yeah, just be like, suck it, Dale. The context is Dale hates boba.
Dale does not like boba, and I love boba.
Yeah.
So much so I made myself sick of it, and I haven't been able to have it for a while.
Yeah, didn't you have like one for dinner and then breakfast
I
and
a night snack? I had two a day for 3 days in a row.
Wow, yeah.
And it was, my body was not happy. Because that's eating tapioca, that's like eating a packet of tapioca pudding.
Yeah, ew.
Even though I get it without sugar and with soy milk, I forgot like, oh, that's eating a packet of tapioca pudding. And I would get extra, I would get double boba each time.
Jasmine!
So I'm surprised I'm still here.
Yeah. I'm surprised you're pooping.
Yeah, I'm surprised my blood is not gelatinous. Just boba swimming through my veins. I don't have white blood cells, I just have little bobas eating everything. Nom, 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 nom. So I feel like, I don't know if this is going to make the parks more crowded, because Disneyland has not been very crowded as of late.
Whoop, whoop.
So I don't know if this is going to make it more crowded, or if people are still like, I'm not paying $100. So we shall see.
We shall see.
Indeed. We shall see.
I'm interested to see what's going to happen when the passes are lifted. Like, I wonder.
Oh, it's going to get so crowded.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I wonder if people are going to be like, you know, I spent all this time without Disneyland. Mm-hmm. Maybe I don't need it. And Jasmine and Michelle complained that it's too crowded.
Yeah.
Maybe we won't go.
Maybe we won't go. I do know a lot of people who will not be renewing them when their passes expire.
Why?
Because it's just too expensive.
It is expensive. Yeah.
I mean, for me, I make that a priority, and I also live at home with my mumsy and popsicle.
Aww.
So, I can make that a priority, and a lot of people I know who do have passes live at home with their parents, because it's very expensive.
Mumsy and popsicle, is that from Wicked?
Yes, it is.
There's some confusion over it.
Dearest mumsy and popsicle.
My dear father. Why did you start quoting Wicked?
Because I love Wicked. More than one person's allowed to love musical theater in this podcast,
no,
Michelle.
No, I know, but because now I'm like, what is this feeling so sudden? I know.
So Universal Studios Orlando, the Paris of the South, just opened a new resort called the Surfside Inn.
Oh, I definitely thought you were going to say a new ride. We talked about
Hagrid a lot.
We get it. It's the best. It has a long line. We get it.
This value resort features a surfboard-shaped pool and a pool bar.
Ooh!
Yeah, and if you stay in a Universal hotel, you get free, whatever their fast pass. Michelle's watching my hand because I'm, like, trying to remember stuff. Not fast pass, whatever they call their front of the line thing that they have.
Isn't it front of the line?
It might front be front of the line. It's the yellow thing. It has, like, yellow. Yeah, but the front of the line pass.
In Orlando.
Yeah, the Paris of the South.
Ugh.
Yes.
And they have that water park.
They do.
Where people got electrocuted.
They do, but we won't. No. Or we will, and it'll just make it a little more exciting.
They'll be like, whoa! Whoa! So exciting! You know who owns, why that was a good segue that we talked about Universal? Because Universal owns Wicked.
They do own Wicked.
NBC, Universal, Kmart.
Kmart, Shinehark Wick Corporation.
That's right.
Parent company.
Synergy.
There wasn't a lot of Universal news this week, so I was just like, oh, they opened a new inn.
That's pretty. Yeah. That's news. I like that, we're like, oh, poor Universal.
Poor Universal.
Oh, baby.
They just have the best ride in the world with the numbers that Galaxy's Edge wishes they had.
Yeah.
I feel like I was listening to some podcast and they were saying, like, oh, I bet, like, the Hagrid's, like, they have opportunities for fast passes, but people probably just want to wait in line because they want to be like, I waited in line for 8 hours and it was awesome.
I waited in line for 16 hours. My wife was pregnant. She had a baby in line.
We lived a whole life and aged.
I walked in a 5-year-old. I left a 73-year-old with 2 kids and 1 grandkid. He's going to Harvard this fall. So proud.
I got divorced twice. The second one, we're getting back together.
Yeah, man. It's like a war story.
Yeah.
I survived 17 hours in line, man. Look at this scar.
I got a 14-degree sunburn. Hagrid just slashed me with his umbrella, man.
I imagine Nicolas Cage to be in line. Yeah. Like, Oh, show.
That's what it sounds like. That's exactly what it sounds like. Shouldn't do that.
No, my voice hurts.
We're going to rob the Liberty Belt. Nope, that wasn't good either. Good sentiment, but.
Yeah.
We're going to steal the independence, Declaration of Independence. That was old Nicolas Cage. That was me doing an impression of Andy Samberg doing an impression of Nicolas Cage.
That's the only way I can get there.
And I did not get there, but.
Hey, you know
what? It was said.
You tried.
I did.
And so you learned not to try.
And I got loves. So Epcot's Liberty Inn is closing July 8th, and the Regal Eagle Smokehouse Craft Drafts and Barbecue will open in its place. This is an Epcot.
My mouth. I'm so sorry. My mouth just started watering. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Liberty Inn is closing, which is sad.
Sure.
But, yeah, it's in Epcot. You know, that's in the America section, I'm assuming.
I mean, yeah.
US of A.
I am the Forky of Epcot.
You're trash.
I'm total Epcot trash. I'm like, give me a love. Give me a love.
I just want to go back there and go in Spaceship Earth and then go into Journey of Imagination and be like, oh.
Yeah. That's exactly how you'll be.
And just be like, where's Dreamfinder? And then I'll grow my beard in Diet Red, and I'll be Dreamfinder.
Oh my gosh, why don't we make little cosbounds of Dreamfinder?
Yes!
And Figment. You could be Dreamfinder, and I'll be Figment.
Oh, it's done.
Oh, and then
I'll make my little makeshift steampunk, like we'll make a little blimp and go on the ride.
Imagination!
You can invite your uncle.
I will.
And then nobody has to dress up.
And he'll sing. And he'll sing to us.
He will. Yeah. And I'll just put a top hat and be like, can you wear this dumb hat?
Uncle Ron absolutely would. He would be like, yes, I will. Ron Schneider.
And then we could both be Figment.
We could be his little shoulder Figment.
Yes. I could be the one in the yellow sweater and you could be Space Figment.
Oh, wait, why am I the hot one? Whatever. We'll work out the details later. But, okay. Oh, it'll be January when we go.
Yeah, so it won't be so hot. It will be like a tepid 80 degrees.
Don't you love swampland?
Yeah. I mean, it's not official yet, but we would like to do some podcasting in Orlando.
Orlando.
The Paris of the South.
Known as the Paris of the South.
And, you know, do some hardcore podcasting research.
I thought you were going to say hardcore drinking. I was like, whoa.
And then I can finally see things I've never seen before, like Downtown Disney.
It's called Disney Springs.
Disney Springs. Or anything at Universal that's not a Universal park.
I can show you Epcot.
Sorry, my hands are sweaty. Michelle grabbed my hands.
I grabbed her hands for emotional effect.
She did. And she started singing to me. And she liked my hand. She liked it.
Jasmine, why are you friends with such a weirdo?
I don't know, because she likes to sing songs and she talks to people so I don't have to.
Yes, I do.
I do like that you notice that, like, when we have to talk to strangers for a second, I'm like, I recoil. Not like that I don't like
them.
I'm
always like, are you mad at me? I'm like, hi, do you want to be friends?
And I just go and I hide and I look at my phone.
Yeah, I'm like, is she mad at me? I just always think you're mad at me.
No, I'm not mad at you. I'm just like, strangers. Strangers. And I push up my fake glasses. Strangers. So, Galaxy's Edge, apparently. So, our reporter, Cameron Keegi.
Beep, 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 beep.
He said that Galaxy's Edge has not been crowded. And I've heard this from other people as well. And a lot of people are going without reservations. So basically, pretty much this whole week except Monday, I think people haven't needed reservations. I don't know about Savvy's and Oga's. Cameron said at night you can just walk into both of them.
So today, I was looking. There were no reservations for Oga's, but there were a bunch of reservations for Savvy's.
People don't want to pay that $200.
Yeah, well, Mr. Dale does. So.
Okay. I don't know. Dale's going to do it before I do, and that makes me so sad.
Yeah. What do you think he's going to say?
He's going to say, suck it, Jasmine. I got this lightsaber, and you have a puddle of pee. Because I'll be crying tears of pee. I don't know.
There might be something wrong with your liver.
That went in an odd direction.
It did.
That was a bad, you know, you still went there with me, even though it wasn't a good improv.
I'm going to yes and you. I'm gonna yes and you till you die, Jasmine.
You're going to yes and me till the Titanic sinks down into the water.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And we both try to fit on the little door, and I claim that you can't fit, even though there's lots of room.
And I'll be like, oh, okay. But I'll just do cardio.
Okay.
I'll just be like, whew,
Yeah, you'll just talk to people and you'll keep yourself
warm. I'll be like, hey, guys.
You'll just swim around and be like, hey, everybody, let's get to know each other.
Or at work, I'm known as the camp counselor.
Oh, yes. Because
I'm like, hi, welcome. How are you?
You probably like name games where, like, we're going to clap and, like, we're going to rhyme our names. Like,
my name's Michelle. I rhymes with hell.
This week, we wanted to talk about Universal Studios because we're not just a Disney podcast. We are our theme park podcast.
Great. Mm-hmm. One day I'll go to Knott's and we'll talk about Knott's. Yeah. Berry Farm.
The Berry Farm, yes. So this week we're going to talk about Universal Studios. I wanted to talk about the trams, but of course I wanted to really do some good research on that, and I was too busy this week.
You wanted to do a thoroughly deep dive.
Yes, a deep dive.
A defunct land level deep dive.
Yes, maybe not quite that. Like defunct land when he's like hungover and sick and barfing on the toilet, like that level.
That's a very specific level.
Like that level of a deep cut.
Okay.
So instead, we're going to talk about some of our favorite things. I'm going to talk about Universal Studios Hollywood, and you're going to talk about both or just Orlando?
I'm going to talk about Orlando.
Because I've been to the one in Orlando, but I was 16, and I don't really remember it that well. Because I've only been to Disney World once, but that was very recently. That was like 5 years ago. And, you know, I went to Orlando when I was 16. That was only 2 years ago, so.
So, it's true. I will only talk about Universal. I won't talk about the other one.
Adventure.
Can't even remember its name. Yeah. Is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, it's good because I'm going to talk about Hogsmeade, so you won't have to talk about that. Mm-hmm. So Universal Studios Hollywood opened to the public in 1915. For a quarter, guests could watch movies being made and a lunch was provided. So ever since, I think Universal itself opened in 1912. So basically the entire time the studio has been open, people could go on and see how movies were made. They didn't have a tram tour, but, like, you could go watch the movies. And this was during the silent film days, so, like, people could literally be standing right off camera and cheering and going, I love you, Rudolph Valentino!
Hooray!
Hooray! So we're just going to talk about some of our favorite things to do at Universal Hollywood. I'm going to start with the tram tour. That's my favorite thing. Every time I go on it at least twice if I can.
What?
Every time I go to Universal, I go on it twice.
Wow.
If I can. At least once, but I try to go on it twice.
Wow.
I love it because I like, you know, I have a film degree. I like to know.
You how like movies.
I like movies. I like being a part of the movies.
I like when you go past The Good Place.
Mm-hmm. That is a good
and
thing.
And then I start screaming and I get super excited and then I don't care.
And you're like, the train!
And I'm like, Janet!
But yeah, that's not, they don't film, that was only like the first season. Well, I guess it was the first two seasons they filmed there.
No, they filmed, are you all caught up?
Yeah, well, and then I guess the end of the most recent one.
Yeah, filmed a little bit in the third season.
Yeah, sorry, spoilers, Good Place spoilers.
I think that's a very vague spoiler.
That is
true. I mean, it's a spoiler, but it's a very
they filmed
vague
somewhere
spoiler.
In the Universal backlot for a while.
Dun, dun, dun.
Then they didn't. Then they did again. So in 1964, glam trams were introduced. That's what they were. So they, for a while, you could go just like walk around the backlot. Then they stopped doing that when sound movies came out. Then I think it was Greyhound buses. They had a deal that they could come on the backlot, and they gave them like a specific spiel, and they were allowed to drive around. So then in 1964, Universal made their own trams called the Glam Trams. Mm-hmm. And I think all of the people who were the host were like hostesses. It was all like foxy mamas.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you could, for $2.50, you got a tour and a lunch. So Universal really liked to give you a lunch. They just like to feed you.
And they put cyanide in it and all those people died.
And they did. And now they're the ghost of the tram tour.
Ooh.
So you've been on this tour before.
The tram tour?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's now hosted by my neighbor,
James Fallon.
James Fallon.
Yes. Who's very hyper young man.
Friend of my dad's.
I liked it better when Conan was a part of it.
Conan. You know, I've only written one song in my life.
Was
and
it
it's
to
about
Conan,
Conan O'Brien.
I can believe it. I love Conan.
Yeah. He's got those. I could sing it because
you could
because
you wrote it.
Yeah. How does it go?
I'm not the biggest I'm not like anti-Jimmy Fallon. I'm just not the biggest Jimmy Fallon fan in the world. He and I are not simpatico in our types of humor.
He's just, I don't know. I like Conan. I love Seth Meyers.
I'm not a big Seth Meyers person either, though.
Interesting, because you love John Mulaney.
I do love John Mulaney. I love John Mulaney. I love Conan. I like James Corden, just because I feel like he's a theater geek. And end of list. No, I like other comedians, too, but.
You just like him because he shills a face cream.
He does. He talks, and I use that face cream.
The SK-II?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, not regularly, because it's really expensive.
It's really
expensive. But I have, whenever I, like, Sephora gives me samples or, like, smaller sizes of it, so I have a small size right now. Yeah.
I want to go to Sephora.
Yeah. I listened to Chloe Moretz.
Yeah, she was in 30 Rock.
She glows.
Yeah.
And she was on 30 Rock.
So, will do whatever she says.
Whatever she says.
She's in that movie Hugo. Have you seen that?
Hugo? No, I have not.
It's quite good. Oh. Sacha Baron Cohen gives an excellent performance.
Oh, he does?
He's a good actor.
He is a really good actor.
I don't like his... It's the opposite. I don't like Tina Fey and stuff she doesn't write, but I don't like him and stuff he writes. I like him in other things. Like, he was Time in the last Palace movie.
Yeah, and he was good.
But he was so good.
A lot of comedians are very good actors, I've noticed.
Well, there's truth and drama and comedy.
Exactly, and pathos. You know how to deliver the pathos.
Yes.
Yes. I feel like we're at film review.
This is acting class with Jasmine and Michelle.
One person who knows how to act and one person who took acting classes for fun in junior high.
Are you talking about me? Rude.
No, that was me.
Oh! I was like, how dare you?
No, you're the professional. Oh. When have I acted professionally?
When have I acted? That's not true. Okay, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that. Yes. It was at my show, was at Universal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Synergy!
So obviously I love the whole tour, but I'm going to talk about some of my favorites of the current tour. Okay. One day I'm going to get into all the old stuff. Like, I used to love the old King Kong that, you know, burned in the fire, which is now in the news. We won't get into that, but, you know, things happened. And so I love the War of the Worlds set. I just think that's... Oh, you don't like it?
I don't like the movie.
I don't like
Tom Cruise.
Oh, I haven't seen the movie. I just think the set's amazing. Oh, yeah. No, this isn't about movies. This is about sets.
I'm so sorry. Oh, no. I've never seen the movie. Okay.
The set, they have a very large airplane.
Yeah.
What's a 747?
Yeah.
They use it to great effect for Horror Nights, which I haven't seen because I will not go to scary things.
Neither
will I. But,
like,
I've heard of it.
Sure.
People have told me.
Yeah.
I listen to them.
Great.
But yeah, it's just, like, great production design, good job. That used to be something else that I liked, and I can't remember what it was, and they replaced something. It was, like, the Jurassic World, not Jurassic World, it was Jurassic Park Part 2 set that's, like, apparently still behind that, and it's, like, rotting away. I've heard a legend of this, that, like, way in the back, there's, like, sets that are rotting. There used to be a push-button waterfall there, because back in the day, the tram tour, it used to, like, there was no rides. So the tram tour would take you to different locations, and I guess back there, you would push a button and a waterfall would come down. Yeah, they had a lot of, like, you push a button and effects would happen.
See, I'm hot right now, so a push-button waterfall sounds amazing.
Yeah, I turned the fan on.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I'm not complaining.
No, it's hot.
I'm just saying, like,
the door.
It's hot.
It's too darn hot. Cole Porter.
Yeah, Kiss Me, Kate.
Yeah.
I love that musical.
Oh.
I saw it with Burke Moses, who was the original Gaston
in
Beauty and the Beast. His girlfriend was a Belle in Beauty and the Beast, and she was Belle on My Sweet 16.
Oh.
And she gave me a hug and said happy birthday.
You have Belle at your Sweet 16?
Well, I went to Belle on My Sweet 16.
Oh, okay.
I asked for a Sweet 16 party, and my mom said that I didn't have enough friends to warrant a party.
Instead of a party that my mom wanted to throw me, I wanted to go to Orlando because I never, like, I gotten to go once. My parents are not theme park people. I didn't get to go to Orlando every year like a lot of people did. So for my 16th birthday, my mom took me and a friend to Orlando.
Oh.
And my friend hated it and complained the whole time.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah. Because we knew each other back then.
Right.
Like, Michelle, you live across the country. Come be my friend.
You live in New York.
New York. You're eating oranges. I don't even think I say it correctly.
Are you making fun of the way I talk?
I wish I could say oranges
correctly. Orange?
Orange, yeah.
Orange.
I feel like I sound like a pirate when I try to say it. Or I sound like the newsie with the cigar.
That's my cigar. You'll steal another.
Oranges.
Orange.
Orange. For some reason, it's very hard for me to say.
How do you say coffee?
Coffee. I could do that because that's a round O, but like orange. Orange.
Yeah, coffee, Dale makes fun of, like, this morning, I was like, oh my God, I need a cup of coffee. And Dale's like, who are you?
I'm like, I am Michelle Moreno.
Aren't you glad I'm around?
I am the reincarnation of Rita Moreno.
She's still alive.
But her soul inhabits many. Her spirit is too big for one person, Michelle. Disney Daddy interviewed her. Now we're just going off on tangents.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We're like, we're going to keep this short, and now we're like just going off on tangents. So I like the flash flood part, which was in... What is that? Liar. What's the movie?
Big Fat Liar,
right? Yes. Frankie Muniz vehicle.
Amanda Bynes
and
Paul Giamatti,
yes. And he was the one who gets washed down the hill. That's actually the first, like, set they ever... Not set, like, event for the tram that they built was that flash flood.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it's just really cool. You're just... If you haven't done it, you're just like... You're in a flash flood. It's cool.
Cool.
You know, I like it. There's lots of water. And, like, I've seen it a billion times, and it's still exciting.
Cool.
Crowd pleaser. And you can see Jaws Lake on the other side of the buildings as you pass. And I'm like, oh, It's just me starting to get scared, even though it's, like, nowhere near there on that part of the tour.
I'm so excited to get a Universal pass and go with you. We should do a live episode of Universal.
We should. I wanted to go to Universal today, but, like, I didn't want to invest. Last time I got a pass, I only ended up going one time.
Oh. Well, I need a pass.
Yes, we'll go.
So we'll go.
We'll go.
And Dale needs a pass.
And we'll just be like, we are sweaty in Hogsmeade, but I'm wearing my house robes.
Yeah. I want house robes so bad.
Is Dale a Harry Potter person?
Not as much as me.
But, like, if he, what's his house?
He's a Hufflepuff.
Okay, so you two can be Hufflepuff eyes, and then I'll just be like, I'm Ravenclaw.
You and Heather can be Ravenclaw.
Oh, yes, we can. We'll just be smart.
And then Adam's a Slytherin. Slytherin.
Slytherin. Jenny and Tracy are Slytherins. No, they're Ravenclaw. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're both Ravenclaw.
But they're so ambitious. I definitely would have thought they're Slytherins. Yeah,
but I'm pretty ambitious, too. I think we're all Raven Slithers or whatever, like Ravenclaw first. Because Tracy and I are both, I don't know for Jenny, but both our second houses for Tracy and I are Slytherin.
My second house is Gryffindor.
Oh,
I'm a Gryffindor.
I am nothing to, Gryffindor is like my least. Hufflepuffs, so it's, when I took the quiz, Ravenclaw, then Slytherin really close underneath it.
Really? I could see that because you're so ambitious.
And then way, way down there was Hufflepuff, and then like a little bit lower than that was Gryffindor.
Wow, mine was like Hufflepuff, Gryffindor, Ravenclaw, and then Slytherin.
I think everyone thinks I'm a Hufflepuff because I like to eat.
I do like to eat, and I am a Hufflepuff.
Because why else would... I don't know why people would think I'm not a hard worker. Okay, we're done. No more tangents.
Work hard, play hard. That's me.
Yeah, I don't work hard or play hard. Earthquake. I love Earthquake. It's just fun, like, to pretend... I mean, I'm from California, so I guess it's like, face your doom. You just pretend to be in an earthquake for a while. And it's cool how it resets itself. I like that.
That earthquake set was used in the show I used to be in.
Oh, what show?
Disaster.
Oh!
A major motion picture starring you.
Oh, but that was, everyone was in that movie.
Yeah.
Oh. But that was different. That's like, it's similar to the, it's interesting in Orlando because like, they built the tram attractions basically, but it's like, so it's not a tram.
It used to be the earthquake, yeah, so like all, a lot of the things in the tram actually turned out to be rides. So Earthquake was a ride.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed you how they did the special effects. Mm-hmm. And then you went on the train to, like, go somewhere. And then, oh, no, there was an earthquake.
But, like, Jaws and King Kong
were separate.
Were, like, those were, like, actual, like, rides. And then Earthquake was, like, identical. Except I think there was, like, one extra effect. Like, the train, like, came off the thing.
Mm-hmm.
In ours, it, like, just opens up. In the one in Orlando that used to exist, it, like, comes up off the tracks.
Yeah.
So it's, like, a little, like, something extra for you.
Hey, guys.
But, yeah.
This is for you.
Yeah, this is for you. I like the water. I like that the water smells. I like that the truck comes and hits you very slowly. So if it was happening in real life, you could have easily ran.
Yeah.
I like that the train comes out and there's no people in it. I think they should put dead bodies in there. But, you know, that's just me. But yeah, it's fun. It's just fun. And it's like, I always like it because they act like, what's going on? And I'm like, I always wonder, like, is there somebody who maybe, like, English isn't their first language and they're on this tour and they just see the set and, like, it just starts shaking and they're like, what's going on? And they just hear, like, the tone of the tour guide and they're like, what's going on? Because, like, obviously, like, if a shark's attacking, like, a shark's not really attacking you or, like, a giant gorilla's not really attacking you, but, like.
Wow, way to break the fourth wall.
Sorry, spoilers. But, like, there could be an earthquake.
Yeah, so, but also that truck is really
well. Okay,
slow.
By that point, but like in the very beginning when it just like rumbles a little bit. No, the thing comes down, then the truck comes down. Because you know how like when
not
things
there yet.
You know how in real life when things fall and it like hovers at the top for a while
to establish the shot.
Then it slowly comes down
and then it explodes.
And there's no people on the street and everything just looks very tiny.
Yeah. A lot of forced perspective up
I would
there.
Just put a lot more dead bodies on there, right? Just falling down. Jasmine's Earthquake featuring dead bodies. I also love Courthouse Square, which is where they film Back to the Future.
Me too.
But the problem is now they've, like, redid the facade, so it doesn't look like Back to the Future anymore.
Right, but they can, mm-hmm. I heard that they can take those down.
That's what I heard, too, because I'm sure, I think they should just leave it up, because, like, I don't know how many people, I'm sure actually lots of people film there now, and they changed it so people wouldn't see it and be like, that's, because it's such an iconic set.
Well, Ghost Whisperer, starring Jennifer Love Hewitt,
oh.
That was their little town, oh. And I was always be like, Marty McFly!
Marty McFly! And they, I know they filmed Hairspray the Musical live, like, they used the whole Universal backlot, which is cool, which they also did that with, Grease, but that was the Warner Brothers backlot,
oh.
Which I thought that was, those were both really cool.
Well, I think they should do High School Musical on the Disney backlot.
Yes. I agree. Although I've only seen High School Musical one time. And that
you should
was
see High School Musical 3, it's really good.
I didn't like the first one, though. I just watched it because I was like, I'm in film. I should watch this.
High School Musical 2 is better because it revolves more about Sharpay. You would like Sharpay. She's like a human Miss Piggy.
Oh, okay. I do like Miss Piggy.
I know. I know how to sell you.
I do know people named after animals.
I know how to sell you a ride.
A movie. Like, I can do marketing very specifically.
Yes.
For Jasmine Lajavardi.
Niche marketing.
End of list. I like the Good Place set, which is also known as European Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's just funny that, like, so I was there right after they filmed season one of The Good Place.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just cool to see, like, no one else watched that show but me on the tram. So it was just, like, everyone quiet and me being like, oh, yogurt! Oh!
That's
like,
what I did, too! Yeah.
And then they had the train, and I don't even think that episode had aired yet with the train.
Oh, uh-huh.
So I was just like, why is a train there? Are they just putting a train back there?
What's a train?
Yeah, what's a train? And I've been on the nighttime tour a few times, and I always like when you go by and, like, you know, Frankenstein's monster's there. Have you ever been on the nighttime tour? So they have a nighttime tour, and they have, like, special guest in quotes. So, like, you go past New York, and there's, like, Marilyn Monroe. Like, a human person as Marilyn Monroe. Then you go past – it's not like an animatronic. Then you go past – it's a cardboard cutout of Marilyn Monroe.
Wow.
And some intern going, I'm Marilyn Monroe. Then you go past, like, European Street, and it's, you know, Frankenstein's
Janet.
Monster. It's Janet. You know, being like, I'm scared and lost. I don't know what he does. And then he just, you know, does that walk and then in place. But he, and then I think – then, yeah, there's Norman Bates, but he's always there.
I love him. Did you watch Bates Motel?
Yes, I did.
Such a good show.
It's such a good show.
That actor's real good.
I like him a lot.
Me too.
Yeah, he's an adult, so I can say that he's an attractive man.
Yeah.
Yeah. and always the people who play Norman are good, usually good looking, so mm-hmm. I enjoy that.
I'm like, you can psycho me.
Stab me! Stab me! Stab me! I put Flash Flood on the list twice. I guess I liked it so much I put it on the list twice. Okay, so Jaws, I have a love-hate relationship
with.
Here
we go.
Because, I mean, well, I don't need to go into this more, but basically, it's a great set, it's a great piece. I just have never seen it because I close my eyes every time. And then I remember the episode of The Good Place where Chidi jumps into, or he falls into Jaws Lake.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
That's Jaws Lake?
Yeah, that's Jaws Lake. Yeah, I always think like.
Chidi, no!
It's on the other side, though. It's on the side with like all the houses. I always think like, I would never do that. There's no amount of money. Even though Jaws is like nowhere near there. And they could be like, we took Jaws out. Like, no.
Did you know that my friend was down for the part of Chidi?
You told me that.
It was Glasses, or it was Chidi, or. My friend, I don't want to say his name just in case he's like, please don't acknowledge
your friend,
in public that we're friends.
Bilbo Baggins.
My friend Bilbo. And I went to the other guy. But then he was in an episode of The Good Place. Mm. You know the episode where Chidi dies?
Yeah.
The guy that he's talking to, the bald guy, the handsome bald guy?
Yeah.
It's my friend.
Oh, well now they're going to know it's him though.
But they don't know his name.
That's true. Bilbo.
Google Bilbo.
I don't think it's a spoiler to say that they die, because, like, the first episode, it's like, you're in heaven.
Yeah.
So it's like...
The Good Place.
Yeah, The Good Place. Jaws, it's amazing. It's great. It's a crowd pleaser. I love the set. Couldn't pay me to go into that water.
Nope.
I always liked in the 80s when they had movies where they would, like, walk around the Universal backlot, or movies or TV shows,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, they would always, like, Jaws would be chasing them. Like, there was a show about this girl whose dad was an alien. And then, her mom was human and she grew up on Earth. And then she was on the Universal backlot and she was walking past Jaws and it was chasing her.
Was she the girl that could stop time with her fingers?
Yes.
Oh my God, I love that show. And she would talk to her dad in the crystal.
Yep. I don't remember what it was called.
The mom was the mom from Even Stevens, and she's the mom. She's in Saturday Night Fever with John Travolta.
She's the pig.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I don't think she's a pig. That's what they call her.
Whenever I'm stressed, I always try to see if my fingers will work to stop time.
And she had like the kooky, like Kimmy Gibbler type friend.
Yeah, and she had like a hand chair like Buster Bluth does.
Yep.
I thought I was the only one that watched that show.
Do you ever sometimes feel like you're like, did that show really exist? Or did I make that up?
Yeah. And this theme song was, would you like to swing on a star?
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
And I think, like, what was it? Different Strokes was on that, like, the Universal backlot. Maybe, I don't know. What is it? One of those shows.
Sure.
Yeah. So, yeah. I would take me back.
Cool.
To when people went on the Universal backlot. You know, in the 90s, how everyone went to Disney World? In the 80s, everyone went to the Universal backlot.
Yeah.
I'm a nerd. Everyone likes all the events. I like the actual filming locations, like the outdoor sets, not the sound. Sound stages are boring, but like the, because you don't get to go in them unless you pay for the special tour, which I got to do one time.
I want to do that.
It's really fun. So I like Brownstone Street, Colonial Street, which is the houses, the like where the Munsters and Desperate Housewives filmed.
I've never seen the Munster house. Is it on Wisteria Lane?
They painted it because it was one of the houses for Wisteria Lane. Yeah.
Oh.
It's on the left, and I think it's green. It's like the third house on the left after you enter. I like the Court of Miracles, which is where the Good Place set is. That's mm-hmm. I like London Paris Square. And I like the New York street that's like the old... Basically, I like all the outdoor streets.
I like Six Points.
Six Points is cool.
Because I just got into Westerns. Mm-hmm. Westerns. Have you guys seen this film called The Magnificent Seven with Chris Pratt?
Well, I've seen the original.
Oh, it's so... Well, I haven't seen the original, mm-hmm. but the one with Chris Pratt is so good. And at one point, he's like, mm-hmm. I've always had good luck with one-eyed Jacks.
He's like, these have always brought me luck. And then he takes off his diamond earrings and gives them to a man playing chess.
A deep cut
every time
perfume commercial
I get to mention
from the 90s
that White Diamonds commercial Angel gets its wings
just like Josh Gerard when she gets hit in the face by Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah.
White Diamonds.
Anyone who I'm good friends with, they have to know what that quote is. Just these have always brought me luck. I'm going to do that one day. I'm going to become so rich. I'm going to go up to a man playing chess mm-hmm. and just take off my earrings and be like, these have always brought me luck. White Diamonds. Yes, Elizabeth Taylor had a perfume called White Diamonds. I don't remember what it smells like, but that commercial will be with me till I die. So that's the end of the studio tour. Let us know what are some of your favorite things about the studio tour on our Instagram or email us.
Oh, I thought you were saying me. I was like, Six Points.
Is there anything else that you like on the tram tour that I didn't mention?
Nope.
Old King Kong was better than New King Kong, but we'll get into that in the tram episode. It's not even a contest.
No.
Yeah. I love Waterworld, a live sea spectacular, which began in 1995.
Really?
I do. I love that show.
Wow.
I like when the plane, spoilers, the plane goes over and then people are in the water and then like there's bad humor and everyone's lip syncing except the villain for some reason.
It's such a weird show. Because it's like, it's a, basically the way they explained mm-hmm. it is like he's a merman.
Yeah, he's a merman and people who smoke are bad.
He's a merman.
He has gills.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's like a fish, I think. Yeah. And then they drink their own urine, but that's in the movie. That's not in the show. Oh. They skip the urine part. And then they're all waiting for Gallagher or whatever his name is. And then he can breathe underwater. And then he comes in, the jet ski. Okay, spoiler, skip ahead. He comes in on the jet ski underneath. How does he do that? How do you get a jet ski to go underwater? They don't go underwater, Michelle. And then he comes up and the plane goes over and then they go and they fall into the water and then they fight and then people catch on fire and they die and land in sewage. And that was Waterworld, a live sea spectacular. Oh. I don't really like shows very much, and that's the only show at Universal that I like. I know a lot of people like the animal shows.
I've never seen any of them.
I'm not like a big animal show person because like how do you pay the animals?
In pets.
In pets. Well, they get pets for free. I'll give you all the pets for free animals.
They get to hear me go, oh.
Maybe they do like that. Maybe they're like, I like attention.
Like Miss Piggy.
Yes. I mean, who, you know, I was going to say.
Who doesn't like attention? Jasmine.
Yeah. I love attention.
But.
My birthday was my favorite day of the year. I got so, and I was so depressed the next day because I told my mom, I was like, it's like I got drugs. And then the next day, cut off cold turkey and no more drugs. I love attention. I just don't like attention from strangers. I like attention from people I know.
Oh.
And I like I like being on stage.
Oh.
So I just don't want to converse with people who I don't know very well.
Oh.
Yeah, because I hate small talk. Oh. If you come up to me and you're like, let's talk about theme parks, let's talk about like deep things.
Be like, the Kooka Arm at Universal.
Yes.
What ride at Disney would you think that could benefit from that?
Aladdin ride. If they made an Aladdin. I just thought of that.
Here are some things that you can talk to Jasmine about.
Yes.
Me, on the other hand, everything.
You could be like, the sky's blue. Michelle's like, the sky is blue.
Like, the sky is blue. And last time I looked at a cloud was with my boyfriend's brother named Robert. You know, my boyfriend's a twin, and then I'll just spiral.
Are you a twin?
And if they are, then I'll explode. I love twins.
Twins are the best.
They are.
So now we're going to get into the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, which which I'm going to go see tonight at the Hollywood Bowl. And they're going to play music. There's going to be a live orchestra for Order of the Phoenix. So I'm very excited. Thank you, Jenny Ray, for taking me. Obviously, this is the highlight of Universal. Before this, I only liked the tram tour, really.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, like, worth the price of admission, in my opinion, alone. And then everything else is just a bonus when you need, like, you're just so overwhelmed from all the Harry Potter awesomeness. You're just like, I need a break. Go do other things. Well, you're making the long drive. Might as well. Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey opened in Hollywood, February 12th, 2016. And actually, I was there before the opening because I was there for previews. Because there were rumors before Wizarding World opened that they were doing previews. And we went one Sunday, me and my friends. And so we were all dressed in our costumes. They were closed that day. A cast member, I don't know if you call them cast members, an employee there came up to us and a manager came up to us and whispered, come back tomorrow. And so a few of us took off work. We came back and it was open the next day. And the park was empty, so not that many people were there, and it was awesome. Oh. And we got to do everything and drink lovely cold butter beer.
Oh, I want butter beer.
Oh, I need some buttered beer. I like butter beer more than blue milk.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, especially the frosted butter beer.
Oh.
Or hot. I either like the extremes. I like frosted butter beer, like icy butter beer, or hot butter beer.
The only problem I have with frosted butter beer is I drink it so fast that I get...
I can see that. So in the queue for Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey, they use real props from the movie. There's obviously a lot more at the one in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Ours has a Hagrid's motorbike, which I don't remember the motorbike, but I guess the motorbike somewhere in that line.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Maybe it's hidden somewhere.
Oh, it might be in the beginning extended queue.
Oh, okay. Because I haven't been to the extended queue.
Yeah. Dale and I waited 3 hours once.
Oh.
We hate our lives.
Ooh, that must be recent.
Yeah.
And all the desks and blackboards are from the Defense Against the Dark Arts classroom. So there's that.
Are they from the set?
Yeah, from the set.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there might be some more props. I've heard there's some more props in Dumbledore's office, but I think most of them went to Orlando, the Paris of the South.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It has a really nice queue. It's actually not too bad waiting in line because you're mostly inside.
Yeah, that's what I do like about it.
And even, like, the outside part is covered for the most part.
My only thing is when you look at house points, Hufflepuff is last.
Yeah, Ravenclaw, I think, is second to last.
Like, hi!
Hi, guys!
Like, we would totally get points. Yes. We're so nice.
Yeah, you just, like, open doors for people, 10 points.
Yeah.
And then Ravenclaws would be like, I got an A on my test, 10 points.
Right.
Slytherin and Gryffindor are just too busy, like, playing Quidditch.
Ugh.
Boring. And you had Cedric Diggory, who was I imagine he was great at Quidditch.
He was great at Quidditch.
Yeah, he was great.
He was great at anything he did.
He did, because he's a handsome young man.
Yes.
Then he became a vampire, and we all cried.
Yeah.
So the ride uses, is it KUKA? Yeah, it's KUKA Robo Coaster Technology. So basically, the ride is on a track, but it's this arm thing. It's literally an arm holding the bench. And the arm moves you all around, and then the thing just kind of moves on a simple track. So that's why you're kind of going, like, upside down, side to side, because the little arm... It's, like, literally a hand holding you.
That's so cool.
Moving you along. And then, so when you're in the screen parts, I kept thinking, like, oh, how does it... Like, the screen, you just don't notice, like, it transitioning. You do a little bit at the beginning and the end, but, like, I thought, is it just a really big room? No, there's a carousel of screens, and each ride vehicle has its own screen, and it kind of moves along the track with you. And, it also goes in a circle, but I guess you're kind of going in a circle around the thing.
My brain cannot...
No.
I can't... Okay,
One day, I figured... I didn't do a ton... There was a lot more facts I could have done on this ride and the tram, but I figure we're definitely going to do the tram, and one day we'll probably cover this ride,
too. Oh, yeah, we should definitely talk, like, a Wizarding World...
Yeah.
Deep cut.
But, yeah, it's a great ride. Go on it. That's really... The Flight of the Hippogriff is okay. I lost my wand on that ride.
I'd be so mad.
I was so sad. Literally, there's like a quarter of an inch between the roller coaster and the dock, whatever you call it, the platform. And it fell straight down.
No!
Right in between. And they're like, oh, we'll have our maintenance get it. And they never got it for me. I called every day for like 2 months. And then I just gave up eventually. Because they're like, yeah, we're not going to be able to get it for you. I called their lost and found. And I was so sad because it was a custom-made wand I had made for myself. And then I had the same people remake it. And it didn't look the same. It looked completely different.
Aww.
I was so sad. And I missed that one. It was my favorite wand I ever had.
Sorry.
And I shouldn't have brought it with me. But it literally, if it had fallen sideways, it wouldn't have gone down. It fell straight down. And it fell out of my purse. It was awful. I was so sad.
I'm very paranoid about my wands. Like, I have the, like, first generation Hermione wand, the collectible one, and the tip broke off on the stupid Men in Black ride.
No, that's why you hate the Men in Black ride.
Well,
it's not personal.
I also just don't like Will Smith.
But that's personal. So there's also the Three Broomsticks, because I like to eat. Mm. So in Three Broomsticks, I like to get a butter beer. I like to get the dessert that's like the sticky toffee pudding.
Oh, so good.
And I love the beef, the Yorkshire pudding and the beef, whatever that's called.
I love bangers and mash every time I go. Bangers and mash, no peas, extra cabbage.
Ooh, I like this, like the Oliver Twist diet.
No. There's cabbage in there, right?
It's British. Yeah, there's cabbage. Ugh, I always wanted to get, like, the plowman's feast and, like, get that, like, yeah, we should go do that.
Okay, me and Dale. We're going to go do that.
And just be like, feast for four for one. But, yeah, I always get, every time I go, I get the roast beef or whatever it is, the Yorkshire pudding, which is not pudding. It's like a bread popover.
So good.
The dessert, and I get a butter beer, and I get a water every time we go, and it's delightful. It's probably some of my favorite theme park food. It's definitely like in the top two or three.
I've definitely gone to Universal just to eat bangers and mash.
Yep. It's just so good.
So good.
But that's like sausages and mashed potatoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's just so, and the atmosphere is so good, and there's like things you can stare at, and then
the owlry with the
poop. Owlry, yes, with the owl.
I know
poop.
That's so weird, but like
it
so
is
there's
good.
Owls up there, and then you can see like owl droppings, and I'm like, well, that's a detail you didn't need, but you put it there.
And I like now that you can go to the different shops, and I have the special Luna Lovegood wand, and you can cast spells, and like different things happen. And I think we actually got that before Orlando did. Yeah, I think they tested it out here before. And then I think ours is a little wide. There's, like, very slight differences between the Hollywood Hogsmeade and the Orlando Hogsmeade. Like, I think our streets are a teeny bit wider because basically ours was built, like, knowing, oh, a lot of people are going to go there. Maybe we should make it a little wider.
Mm-hmm.
I love all the shops. Ollivander's, which I've never gotten to do. And I've never gotten to be the person with the wand.
Right.
Which, that's my dream. I want them to pick me so much.
I want them to pick you, too.
And I thought they only picked kids, and I took my niece, and she was the only kid in there, and they picked an adult. And I just want to go up there and be like, I will buy two wands. I promise you, if you pick me, I will buy two wands. No one else buys wands. I see everyone else they pick never buys wands.
I want to get an interactive Luna wand, because I have an interactive Hermione.
I have the interactive Luna one.
I want interactive Luna. There's so many. I want Queenie's wand.
How many wands do you have? I have Queenie's wand.
I don't have Queenie's. I have Newt's and two Hermione's.
Guess how many I have?
10.
11.
Ooh!
Yeah. I have enough that I have a wand collection plus one extra.
Oh.
Yes. Or that wand, like, display.
Yeah.
Yes, for 10, and then I have one extra.
I want to get that.
I have a lot of... This is why I will die alone.
I want...
bury me with my wands.
I love Newts.
Mm-hmm.
I love Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah. So, what's your favorite part of Harry Potter Hogsmeade?
Gosh, I mean, that ride is so amazing. Mm-hmm. Until I went on Mystic Manor, I would have said the best ride in the world, just because... The story of Mystic Manor. And unfortunately, the only bad thing about, what's it called?
Forbidden Journey
is that, like, the video of the actors is going to fade.
Yeah.
That's going to start looking rough. And, like, the scrim will start looking rough.
Oh,
and I
that's
will
true.
Say, like, I like, Universal was one of the best companies I've ever worked for. It was really great, but they're not great at upkeeping attractions.
No. I mean, Disney's not... Some things they are, some things are not.
Right. Well, in the 90s, they went through that whole cost-cutting thing, and they didn't keep things up. But Universal is just like, yeah, we don't do it ever.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Honey Dukes a lot. And I now I can't have sugar as much. But it was always fun to go and get some, like, chocolate frogs, which were just, like, pure fat in a box.
Yep.
I have so many chocolate frog cards.
Do you have a Dumbledore?
I do have a Dumbledore.
Do you have two Dumbledores?
I only have one Dumbledore.
Dang, they're hard to get.
Yeah.
I used to get a lot of Salazar Slytherin, and I'm like, can I at least get a Hufflepuff?
Yeah, I have all the House Founders, and I have Dumbledore.
Do you have Kenneth Branagh?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
I have to go through them all, yeah. I might have, when we're done, I'll go through my drawer, but I have... A lot of them. Yeah, I only have one Dumbledore, though.
I only have one Kenneth Branagh. That's the only one I have right now. I don't know what happened to my other ones.
I have them all. I think they're in this drawer over here.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll go through them. All my collection. I've only gotten the same one twice, I think, once.
Oh.
I've been really lucky. Just with the frog cards individually.
We should get chocolate frogs, but you can eat the frog because I don't care for that much chocolate.
Oh, okay.
And I'll have the card.
Okay. Okay, we'll just get one and then I'll eat it. And now they have new ones, too, that they, like, released not too long ago, so I don't have a lot of the new ones.
Who do they have?
They have, like, I think, did they have Newt Scamander?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. What?
Don't quote me on that.
I have to go on eBay and look for a Newt Scamander card.
So this part I'll talk about while Michelle looks up a Newt Scamander card.
I just love Newt so much.
He is a cutie pie.
Because I just, like, if I was an introvert, I would be him. Mm-hmm. Just because, like, I love animals, but I'm very loud about it.
Mm-hmm. And you're like, animals!
Yeah, pretty much.
You'd be friends with all the muggles.
Yeah.
I love the Transformers ride. I'm obviously I like Spider-Man more, but they don't have Spider-Man at Orlando or at Hollywood. So, you know, a nice alternative. Out of all, I had to pick a ride from the downstairs lower lot. I don't really love the lower lot. Like, Jurassic Park terrifies me. The Mummy roller coaster's okay. So I'm like, okay, Transformers. I like Transformers. Optimus Prime. I've never seen a Transformers movie. He seems like a very nice machine car.
He's very nice.
He's very polite, has a very soothing voice. It's a fun ride. There's some mean robots on that ride. But I remember the first time I saw the people who work for that ride, I thought, there's a lot of military at the park today. I wonder if there's like a special event.
Oh my gosh.
And then I saw that they were all attendants on that ride. and then, so I have two favorite former attractions I want to mention. I was obsessed with Terminator 2 3D. I would literally go on that several, Michelle's currently making a bid on cards, on chocolate frog cards.
Yep.
If I have one, I'll just give you. If I have the Newt Scamander, you
no,
can
No, it
have
has.
It.
There's. I don't think there is a Newt Scamander. Oh, okay. But there's.
Someone has a collection.
Yeah, they're selling a collection for $35, but they said, or best offer. So I put in a bid.
Oh, my God. I hope you get it.
Thank you.
I love Terminator 2. My first crush was John Connor. Not Edward Furlong, John Connor. Because I was like 11 when I saw I think I saw it on TV the first time I saw Terminator 2. I love that ride, even though the chairs fell at the end, and I'm so sad you can't see it anywhere anymore.
So wait, was it the same thing in Orlando?
Yeah, like at the very end, the chairs just for no reason just fell like an inch, like a quarter of an inch, and they just did that because Universal's just like, bah, ha ha, we scared you.
Get them dark, get them wet.
And drop them.
And drop them.
In their seats. But yeah, I loved that ride. I wish I would go on that ride every day if it still existed. He was my college roommate. Like, that was hilarious. And then I also love Back to the Future, the ride.
Yeah.
I wish they still had it. I know it's dated, but I wish they still had it.
I wish they still had it. There's used to be a place across the street called Doc's Chicken, fried chicken. It was the greatest. I love fried chicken so much. I love chicken strips. Guess what I had for breakfast? Chicken strips. Don't tell my trainer I had chicken and waffles.
Chicken and waffles are good.
It was so good. But I lifted a lot of pounds.
Yeah, you exercised.
I exercised. Yeah. Whatever, it's fine. I love that ride. Okay, so one time my mom made friends with one of the attendants by touching his calves. Don't do this at home. She was just like, you are so handsome and your calves are so nice. Can I just give those calves a smack?
Oh.
And they were like, okay. And then
so your mom's like you?
Yeah.
Oh, she likes meaty calves and talking to people.
And then there's a picture. There used to be this giant, back when Marvel wasn't owned by Disney, there was this giant Hulk busting out of one of the walls.
Oh.
And there's a picture of her, because she's very short, cupping his Hulk hood.
You are your mom.
I really am.
So that transition, now that we're talking about your mom cupping the Hulk's Hulk. what are some of your favorite things to do at Universal Orlando, the Paris of the South?
My favorite thing that is still there is Diagon Alley. So in Diagon Alley, you have Escape from Gringotts as the main attraction. On top of that attraction is a dragon that breathes fire.
Oh, I can't wait. I still haven't seen that yet. So really? I'm really excited. Yeah, I haven't been to Universal in a long time.
We're going.
I haven't been to Orlando since, I think, 2014.
We're going.
Yeah, we're going.
We'll fix it.
We're going for the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. For science.
Yes. And
for
hopefully, research. Hopefully I have other trips that I'll get to go as well, but at least I know, like, get to go for the podcast.
Yeah. So there's Weasley's oh my gosh, now I can't remember the name.
The Wizarding Joke Shop.
Yeah. Weasley's Wizarding Wheezes. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Yeah.
And that is like Easter egg after Easter egg after Easter egg. It's so, so, so good. Sadly, every time I've gone, no redheads work there.
Oh no.
Sad. There is, you can watch the Beetlebard's Tale.
Yeah.
Sorry, now I'm like all nervous that the Potterheads are going to be like, you pronounced that wrong. You are fired.
That's me every time we talk about anything.
Oh, okay, fair. There's a bank that you can exchange currency for like Gringotts coins.
Oh, is it Gringotts?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. It's outside Gringotts.
Oh.
So the ride is just the ride.
Can you spend money like that money?
Yes.
Oh.
I think.
So like Star Wars Land copied them.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's pretty rad. And there's, oh gosh, Leaky Cauldron is there.
Is it, what kind of food did they have at Leaky Cauldron?
Oh my gosh, my brain. I can't remember. But they have buttered beer.
Is that how you get to the train?
No. Oh, uh-huh. So that's cool. Uh-huh. So outside of...
Or through the Wizarding World, I guess. That would be the transition.
Right. So you don't.
Okay.
That's just a restaurant. But when you're outside of it, there's the night bus. Mm-hmm. There's a phone booth mm-hmm. that you can dial and you talk to the Ministry of Magic.
Do you actually talk to somebody?
Yes.
Ah! Can't wait to go!
It's in your imagination.
Oh, okay.
Then there's, you know, the houses, that, the Order of the Phoenix, mm-hmm. the townhouses.
Yeah.
And Creature looks out the window.
Creature. Creature. And the houses get smaller and bigger.
Yep. Ah! Well, not that part. Okay. But those are the houses. Mm-hmm. And so you have to go through a London station, and there's, like, a saxophone player. And, you know, at the end of Deathly Hallows Part 2,
uh-huh.
when they're in the train, he's in the train station with Dumbledore, mm-hmm. and in the background there's like a perfume commercial, yes. perfume poster that says Believe,
uh-huh.
that's in the train station. Ah! It's really cool. You can buy British snacks there, mm-hmm. so I got Flakes.
Flakes?
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's a little chocolate stick.
Oh, maybe. I just got some like really salty vinegar, malt chips.
Oh, yummy.
And then you can go on the, you go through... Platform 9 3/4.
Of course.
I have a really cool video of my mom filming a video. I'm like, bye, mom. See you in the summer. And then I run through platform 9 3/4. Yay! And then my mom is like, oh, hello. I'm Chico in Hogwarts. She's cute. I like her.
The one thing I don't like about Universal is every ride, they pretend like you're a muggle. And shouldn't they? Who wants to be a muggle? Who's going to Wizarding World and is like, I just want to see the world, but I'm a muggle. No, they need to pretend that you're all witches and wizards.
Mm.
And that, like, your mom's a muggle. Like,
I
or
forgot.
Your dad, yeah.
There's also Nocturne Alley.
Ooh, is it scary?
Yeah. It's really cool.
Diagon Alley.
It's really cool. So, yeah. So, that's everything Harry Potter mm-hmm. related is practically perfect in every way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I haven't been here. So, next to Harry Potter. So, Harry Potter took over the Jaws footprint, mm-hmm. as we talked about in the Jaws episode.
Yeah.
Jaws/ET. But next to it used to be the thing that made me a professional actor, which was my show called Disaster.
Oh.
It's on my IMDb page.
It is?
Yeah.
I have an IMDb page, too.
Really?
Yeah.
We're so friends.
I know.
We should put a podcast on it.
We should, except I got it for free. I didn't pay for it because
I didn't either.
Yeah, because I got it from Film Festival, so I don't want to pay to put our podcast
I
on
know.
There.
That's how I am. Yeah. Does anyone have an IMDb account and can edit our pages?
Yes.
Please.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so tell me about your show.
Okay. No.
Okay, no.
It was very boring.
I know. That was the ride, and the Rock was in it.
Yeah.
And you were one of the hosts?
I was named
Lonnie.
Lonnie.
Yes, you were a Lonnie?
Yeah.
Ah!
Welcome.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Welcome to Disaster
And you
Studios.
Like you were in love with Christopher Walken?
Oh, yeah. Hardcore. There's a video online of me doing mm-hmm. my show.
You have
I'm,
to
like,
send that to me.
Super skinny, and I'm like, I'm the assistant to the director, producer, co-founder, and... chef of Disaster Studios, Mr. Frank Kincaid. Then we press a button and a light shines on him and angels sing, ah! And then my line is, he makes me do that. And sometimes I'd be like, oh, he makes me do that.
And it's like Pepper's Ghost Effect with Christopher Walken.
Yeah, so...
They hired Christopher Walken to be in every show.
They technically... in my bio, it says... Michelle most recently appeared in beside mm-hmm. Christopher Walken in Disaster for Universal, which none of that is a lie.
That is true. He was beside you.
Yep. And Speaking. It was for Universal.
Yes.
So.
I wish I could have seen that.
I'll send it to you.
And then you got to do the show.
Yeah. And then Aww. Like we shoot. Yeah. So anyway, so that mm-hmm. that's not there anymore. I think Transformers mm-hmm. is there.
No, it's Fast and Furious. The ride everybody loves. Fast and Furious Supercharged.
Yes. So aside from Harry Potter, my other favorite
Men
things
in Black.
To do... Nope.
I love that ride.
Nope. I hate it. I broke my wand.
Aww.
And Will Smith. I don't like Will Smith.
Yeah.
As you know. And I won't talk about Simpsons because I don't really like Simpsons.
No. There only can be one charismatic person in the room and it can't be you and Will Smith.
That's right.
Yes.
It's one or the other. Maybe I am Will Smith.
I've never seen you both in the same room.
True. It's true. I love... Okay, so they canceled the Blues Brothers show.
No!
Yeah, but there used to be a Blues mm-hmm. Brothers show, and it really got me into the Blues Brothers and Dan Aykroyd mm-hmm. and Ghostbusters and mm-hmm. all that, like, that kind of humor.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Jim or John Belushi.
And there was one of the Blues Brothers guys, and I had a fierce crush on him.
Was it John Belushi or Dan Aykroyd?
It was a Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I have a thing for Dan Aykroyd. My ex used to look like Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, I like Dan Aykroyd. I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a young Dan Aykroyd is like, all right. Now he's...
Well, now he's like older than our dads.
Yeah. But a young Dan Aykroyd with a little cigarette hanging out of his mouth in Ghostbusters.
And his little like goggles.
Yeah. I'm like, hi, how are you?
Ray, what else did you do with the plaza?
There's a show called, so that's not there, but there is a show called Sing It.
Do you sing it?
Well, they do.
Yeah.
It's an acapella, like battle show. Mm-hmm. And there's a host named John, and he's really handsome.
Mm. Was it you?
And kind, and has a great butt. John Connan, I love you.
Oh.
My friend John. And I do, and but he really is hilarious. I mean, he's a hilarious human being. Honestly, anything John touches at Universal, Disney, or anywhere, I'm like...
Turns to theme park gold.
Absolutely. So that, and then... I can't do Rip Roaring Rocket because it boggles my head too much.
I'm not a big fan of the roller coasters. I'd rather have a dark ride there.
But I
E.T.?
Will say...
Oh, you don't like E.T.?
No, I do not.
Yeah.
I will say in Rip Roaring Rocket, there's a hack that you can change the song to whatever song you want.
Oh!
And I changed it to Muppets Moving Right Along.
You have to show me when we go. Oh, you'll go on it? Okay, we'll
go on it. No, I don't know that like, if you want to go on it, we go on it, and then we have to go home. It'll mess with your
head. Okay, so it had to be, like, the last thing, or just
you
don't go on it.
Yeah, or you don't go on it at
all.
Okay, I'm
fine with that.
It's rough.
You're like, can we just sit still and listen to the music?
Yeah. Well, they'd be like, well, isn't that just listening to a pod, like, iPad? iPods?
No.
iPods.
iPhones?
No. Earbuds.
Earbuds.
I got there.
No.
Let me get there. Okay, so this is going to sound awful. Aside from Harry Potter, there's really nothing else at Universal I like.
I liked E.T. and Men in Black from what I can remember. And they're both still there, right?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. So, that's the end of our podcast.
Thanks. Bye.
Yeah,
you I know, mean, because if I'm not counting Islands of Adventure, which I like way more, like the Port of Entry, the cool thing about... Islands of Adventure is like Disney got rid of a bunch of their Imagineers and they were all like, okay, we'll just go to Universal.
Yeah.
So they did, and they made like a real, like I went to Islands of Adventure the year it opened. I mean,
1999.
That thing was dope. Do you know what I mean? It was so great.
Well, it had such cool theming back then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And different music and it was really, really great. So yeah. But as far as Universal Studios proper, like, things I like that are gone. Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
That was an awesome show. Find a video of it. It was so impressive for the 80s.
It was really cool.
The Blues Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's not true. I really love the Mummy ride.
Theirs is different than the one on Hollywood, right?
Yeah, because the one in Orlando is good.
Okay.
And the one in Florida is in California is bad.
Okay. Yep. I can see that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Not as many cardboard cutouts in the Orlando one.
Nope.
Okay, good.
It's
good.
Really good.
Good.
And you go forwards and backwards in Orlando?
Mm, you go forwards and backwards here.
Oh, wait, no, you don't go backwards. You'd go on a turntable.
Oh.
That has broken while I've been on it.
Oh, is that scary? Like, do you
know? No, just the lights come on.
Oh, okay.
And then they reset it and they turn the lights off.
I feel like you just, like, go back and there's nothing there and you fall into
No, 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 not like that. That's so lame. There's like a Central Park that's fake. That's kind of cool because you can sit on the grass.
Oh, cool.
I'm talking about grass at a theme park. Multi-million dollar theme park. What's your favorite thing?
I like the grass. I like sitting on the grass. They have a Mardi Gras parade.
Yeah.
I've heard of it. I don't know if it's good or bad.
They do. One thing, they have a cool Easter egg in New York, the New York section. There's a sign that says Miss Hannigan's School for Girls.
Is there, like, do they wheel a little girl out in a laundry basket?
No.
Oh, and this Mr. Bundles.
But I wish I was, like, face Miss Hannigan. Like, little girls,
and then I could be like, gotta go bathroom. I gotta go bathroom.
She's my hero.
She is my hero, too.
Yeah.
Same. So I think we should wrap it up now, because we both have to go.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, Michelle.
There's Jell-O to be eaten.
There is Jell-O to be eaten. Michelle's going to finish up this Jell-O while I close up the podcast. So, we hope you enjoyed our Universal episode. We love suggestions for future episodes, cast member stories, theme park experiences. Just shoot us an email at 1313harbor@gmail.com.
Feel free to tweet us at 1313harbor or send us a photo or comments on our Instagram, which is 1313 Harbor the Podcast.
And if you don't want to remember any of that, just go to 1313harborthepodcast.com. And don't, no www.
Do not put
I know there's a way to fix it. I just haven't fixed it yet.
Yeah. Someone emailed us and was like, here's how you fix it. And we're still like, we don't know.
Yeah. I'm like, that's confusing. So yeah, go there. That's our social media. You can listen to all of our episodes. You can subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcast, write and review. We really would love to hear comments. Like, you don't even have to, like, compliment. I mean, I love the compliments.
Yeah. But just, is there something that we do that's annoying?
Yeah. Or just tell us things you want to hear.
Is it just me, Mom?
Is it just Michelle?
I really like the Jasmine part of the podcast. Yeah,
I like hosted by Jasmine and no one. no, it's Jasmine and Michelle.
Hello.
Hello. So we hope you like it. If you don't, that's still cool. I feel like we're just very negative, or like we're very self-deprecating. We're like, oh, yeah, you probably don't like it.
You probably don't, but thanks for listening anyway. Thanks.
Tell a friend. Tell your dog's friend.
Tell a dog's neighbor.
Your dog can listen to it, too. That's a play. That counts. But, yeah, just let us know what you think, or let us know suggestions.
Just do us a favor. Tell us what you want. What you really, really, really want.
Bye.